Good morning, everyone. I thought I would do a quick boo before I had to go to the office. I still have a few minutes, so just wanted to come in and say hi to everybody. Let everyone know that I'm still alive. Of course, a lot of you on Twitter probably know that because I've been posting, but it hasn't really been all that exciting. My weekend was very eventful, or very uneventful. I had an appointment on Friday, and I went over to my friend Catherine's and hung out Friday night, which was, it's usually what we do every Friday, so, that's pretty much what I did. Yesterday, I slept. I slept until probably about 11:30, so I was exhausted. And then I ended up, I got up and did a couple things around here, and then we all went for a walk with the puppies through this cemetery that we go to. I know that sounds crazy, but it's very historic. There are a lot of graves from, like, the 1800s and before. So it's kind of cool to look at some of those and, you know, and look at, you kind of learn about people through that. Because it tells you how old they were when they died and stuff like that, so, yeah. Susan B. Anthony is buried there. There's a few other famous people that are buried there and stuff like that. So, but it was a nice walk. We were going to go to this little place called Yolickety, which is a frozen yogurt place, but she wasn't feeling well and he was exhausted. So we just hung out here. But we watched a bunch of TV. I watched a show that I'd never seen before. We watched part of a show called the Sex Show, or That Sex Show, where it's like a group of people that answer questions viewers call in with. And then the one that I had never seen before was called Ghost Adventures, and it was talking about different places. Like, last night we watched one about a place in California, hotel, where the third floor at one point was a brothel and a speakeasy, and a lot of crazy stuff happened. And then we watched another episode was a place called King's Tavern, which was basically a tavern, but the man who owned it, his mistress was murdered in there, and you could still see her ghost and stuff like that. It was kind of cool. It's interesting, they have a machine, supposedly, that's supposed to read what they're saying to you, and people can communicate with ghosts that way, which is kind of, I don't know how that works, but anyway, I'm going now. I will talk to you all on the flip side. Have a good day.